This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, the 21st day of December, 2016. I'm Alex Jones.
What type of evil heart seeks to attack something as pure and good and beautiful as Christmas? What type of demon sees happy families and smiling faces as a threat and decides to smash a truck into it? What type of evil is drawn out of its spider hole to attack smiling families dancing under the stars around Christmas trees? What type of serpent is conjured by Christmas carols and praise to Jesus Christ? And what type of evil knowingly brings this cancer into the midst of the people and then protects it, then lies for it, and even finances it? As we approach the twilight of 2016, I personally am reflecting on the historical, the magical things that have happened in the last year. We have seen a global awakening to the corporate planetary tyranny that was being established. We have seen nations across the world begin to pull out of the unelected globalist system. We have seen human self-determination spring back to life like the mythical phoenix. I am so honored to be able to speak to you every day. I am so honored to be able to talk to you and your families. I am humbled by the fact that InfoWars is such a critical part of the fight against the globalists and the fact that we're beginning to turn the tide. But I always want to make the point that it's you that is the lifeblood, the core of what we're doing. Because you really are the key to everything. You have the light of God in your eyes. You're made in the image of the Creator. And that's what this Christmas is all about, is remembering our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why the jihadis, controlled by the globalists, have been turned loose and brought into Europe to attack viciously and drive us into submission. The social engineers admit they're going to bring in political correctness and are already doing it to say that we have no free speech because we're the ones that are causing the Islamicists to attack us. Obama, when there was a stabbing attack of 9 people, and he was running over people with cars in Ohio State, came out the day after and said, this is not Islam. So-called liberals came out and said that he shouldn't have been shot by police as he ran towards them with a knife after stabbing 9 people. They tell us the attacks in Germany and the attacks in France with trucks running over people at Christmas parties and national anthem events isn't Islam. They talk to us like we're idiots. But we all know the globalists are against Christmas and against any other system of Western culture. That's why at colleges and high schools, elementary schools across the nation, Christmas has been banned. Now they're banning the word holiday. They're even telling students they can't pass out Christmas cards. That's your free speech. Separation of church and state means we don't have a state-run religion. Doesn't mean we don't have free speech. But we do have a state-run religion now, and it's called political correctness. And it's a cult that's antithetical to our Western society and culture. Christianity and our Judeo-Christian roots is the heart of common law, and the civilization we've built, while not perfect, is heads above any other system in the freedom it delivers, in the choice it delivers, in the security it delivers, in the love and compassion it delivers. It's the West in Christianity that ended slavery worldwide. It's the West in Christianity that brought forward women's suffrage. It's the West in Christianity that we have to thank for everything we've got good today. And it's important for us to get on the offensive to the globalist and the fake feminist and the other social engineers that seek to make us weak. It's time to embrace again what made us strong. It's time to realize that we do have destiny, we do have providence, and that's why these snakes of the earth attack that. So, for this Christmas season, I want to salute all of you of every race, color, and creed who are of the human race and invite you to join us in celebration of Christmas, even if you're not a Christian, in defense of free speech and in defense of Western civilization, in defense of beauty, in defense of families, in defense of free association and free will. Merry Christmas to all.
Certain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Twenty-nine days until the anti-globalist president is seated as the 45th president of the United States. His victory is our victory. Whether Trump stays true or not, we have dealt vicious death blows to world government and the corporate crime syndicate's plans. Thank you for joining us for this worldwide transmission. Wednesday, the 21st day of December, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar, the epic struggle against the New World Order anti-human crime syndicate is now going into high gear. Our attacks against the globalist scum are only going to intensify. Get ready and get used to victory. I guess I'll never learn. The theme of 2016 has been the triumph of individual will coming together for destiny. On our side. On the enemy side, it has been one of abject delusion and arrogance. The enemy's confidence is one of his greatest weaknesses, and they're about to learn that in spades. Where do we begin today? There is so much to cover. Michelle Obama has crawled out from under her White House rock to join Oprah the poor victim that's made billions in America, embraced by white America, pushing her race-baiting garbage. Michelle Obama compares Americans to toddlers. She says toddlers hit their head and then you're sad for them. We're going to play that clip coming up, that we're dumb. We're like year-and-a-half, two-year-olds or so, 18-month-olds, two-month-olds, stumbling around, falling down when we voted for Trump. I thought the Russians stole the election. I thought the FBI did it. Oh, now we're toddlers, Michelle. And of course, Michelle and Obama and the Clintons and others are saying that Trump can't run a government. No, no, he's not a community organizer that never worked a day in his life. He's not Michael Moore that kind of hops around and makes some half-assed made-for-TV movies and, you know, has six bodyguards with guns but says we can't have guns. No, no, no. He started his own business. He's one of the most successful real estate moguls in the world. Has absolutely dominated in television, dominated with his books and publications. He's just dominated against the total New World Order media spin machine and both political parties and foreign money flooding in to stop him. And he's a loser that doesn't know how to captain the republic. And now they're talking about, oh, this venture he did was a failure, that venture. Trump has set up, I looked it up, over 400 corporations in his life. By the way, I've set up more than 30. And, of course, the public that isn't in business thinks that's a dirty word. No, there are some corrupt, big, out-of-control globalist corporations funding a takeover. We're fighting them. But a corporation is just a venture so that individuals don't have liability if it falls apart to a certain extent. Every time I made a film, I went out and got insurance on it. Every time I did errors and omissions insurance, every time I would set up a corporation, at least once I'd made four or five of them and knew what I was doing, so that I would make the investment on a film that might cost me $300,000, $400,000. And then if it failed, the rest of my fledgling operation wouldn't go under. And Trump has declared bankruptcy three times out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of successful ventures. You know, in small businesses, roughly 80% fail. You know that, right? And the top people in business out there will tell you they have failed over and over and over again, coming up short, but finally making it. They might fail three or four times and then make it. They might lose everything and then gain it back in the next venture, or maybe five ventures later. I personally have only had a few ventures fail. Most people have had many. But again, they target the public. Most people work for somebody else. They don't know now. They've taken the greatest nation of entrepreneurs and inverted that, where we're a nation of debtors, a nation of people working for other folks. And now they make it some type of weakness that Trump declared bankruptcy three times. No, if a venture failed, he would declare bankruptcy on those debts. You compartmentalize your debts. You don't put them all in one basket. Just what Trump wants to do on trade deals, not some mega massive 20,000-page secret agreement that transfers power. We're going to do deals one at a time. One at a time, that's how you get the best deals. If you're ever in business and somebody's got some big, giant, complex deal that's going to be the best thing ever, you better run, not walk. And what has Trump done, Michelle? As you say, he's the biggest booby on the block. By the way, for our Christian conservative audience, that doesn't mean breast. Booby is the name of South China Sea pirates. That's where we get the term of, you look like a bunch of boobies if you're not dressed conservatively. U.S. economic confidence surges to the highest level that Gallup in 100-plus years has ever recorded. And they're already announcing they're going to raise interest rates. They've already done it once to try to stall this. I've been critical of the low interest rates because it's impossible to fix things in a non-growth economy with zero interest rates. If you're going to have zero and turn the economy on, it's the way to go for at least 3 years. Then you better back off because it will blow like a bubble. But to get us out of cardiac arrest, put those defibrillators on us, Trump. Zero, zero is what we need. Under old stuff, we needed to raise interest rates. That would at least give investors, small-time investors, a chance to get something going, and people that have money that are saving some type of return. But now that it's not just globalists going to give themselves all the 0% money, it's time for the people to get some of that, and Trump wants to keep it low. They say, oh, the economy's overheating. Trump's been president-elect for 40 days. He'll be in 29, and we can't allow an overheating. So we're just going to have to raise it maybe two or three more times before he gets in, hoping it ends this Trump run. That's not going to work because there's over $1 trillion conservatively that's public. A lot more in foreign bank accounts in the Bahamas and Spain and Luxembourg and Monte Carlo and obviously many other places. But all the public money's over $1 trillion that wants to come back. And as soon as we cut that corporate income tax, which has got to be his number one mission, to the global average, instead of being the highest in the, of any major nation. But, you know, fact check will go, well, there are a few countries that have higher. Yeah, but of big, wealthy nations, we are 15 points above the average. You cut, Trump wants to go below, which, by the way, is a trade war. I kind of like that idea. We've been getting screwed by China so long. Let's go ahead. They're getting pushy. They're grabbing our submarines. They're shooting their mouths off. How about we go 5 points below them? But Congress is ready to vote right now to equalize it. Totally fair. Heritage Foundation says, if we don't have higher taxes than other people, it's not fair. No, that's a screw job. In fact, I had a libertarian guy from Vice go, you're not being free market wanting to lower the income tax on corporations. And I went, wait a minute. If China's got a 15% higher, how is it not fair to lower it to the same amount? He goes, I guess you got a point. I said, yeah, man, stop spewing Heritage Foundation stuff at me, please, please. Well, it's kind of, crony capitalist to, do deals just for America. We've been having it one-sided forever. It's not crony capitalism. Crony capitalism is not letting us compete so we can be controlled. It's ending. That's why they're so mad. The globalists have been selling off this country and talking about what geniuses they are for decades. No, what's yours is a bunch of backstabbing traitors that sold out the country that had over half the world's wealth till you got control of it. Oh, yeah, comprende that. U.S. economic confidence surges to the highest level that Gallup has ever recorded. Infowars.com, Michael Steiner article. Gallup's U.S. economic confidence index has never been higher than it is today. That's the Trump euphoria. People always say, oh, Wall Street's pure evil on the left, on the right. No, Wall Street can do no wrong. No, big mega banks and big brokerage firms that are above the law, pushing gun control, pushing globalism, pushing transferring our sovereignty into international bodies, they control, is conquest, is crony capitalism, is wrong. But most of Wall Street is middle and small-time firms, and even some big ones that are family-owned, controlled, that do want prosperity, and they're doubling down on Trump. They want the prosperity. They want the boom. They want the tax cuts. And the word is, Trump's going to freeze spending in the first year just to stabilize things, and he is intending by year four to begin cutting. And by the way, what he wants to do, he's going to try. This isn't talk. You're going to see if he gets his way and if we get behind him, cutting spending moderately. It's not going to be big because we're totally government. I mean, even Ron Paul says we got to wean off this. Cutting spending while revenue swells for building projects. And of course, Krugman is flipping out today saying this is an administration of white nationalists and we don't need make work projects and infrastructure because it looks like he's hiring people that are going to privatize. That's what you've been doing, chump. Giving the contracts to private companies is how we're going to get the jobs going. Not just shipping it overseas or paying off debts that don't exist. All these monolithic fiat derivatives debts that should just be triaged. U.S. economic confidence surges the highest level that Gallup has ever recorded. Gallup's U.S. economic confidence index has never been higher than it is today. And if, folks, everything is confidence. We have the economy. We can rebuild it. We can do it. But not if they sabotage it. And if Trump gets sabotaged or they kill him or they bring up more scandals and start an impeachment, as the New York Times called for yesterday, the day after he beat them trying to overturn the electors, then we all can look in the mirror for why we didn't turn this country around. Trump euphoria, it's being called. We're going to come back and break all this down straight ahead. This is exciting. And it's what he and Bannon promised to do. It's Bannon's plan, Trump's plan as well. It's the Americana plan. It always worked. It threatened the whole planet. was run by dictators and scum because everybody said, hey, can't we be like that? We're about to turn loose the American worker, the American entrepreneur, every race, color, and creed who bleed red blood on terra firma. This is a big transmission. I'm wound up. And I'm coming out of the gate hot, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-armour.com. Come and take it.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Christmas. I want to wish all the Christians out there a great holiday as well, and hope that you will remember that your establishment-run churches are helping subvert this country and keep Christians from actually taking action against evil. If you're in a church that's actually fighting the New World Order and fighting the abortuaries, then you're a lucky person. You're blessed. A lot of them are state-run now, and they should be recognized as the abode of devils that they are, in my humble opinion. Behind me, if you're watching on television, is the image of the Christmas tree down by the state capitol here in Austin, Texas, where we originate from. Very, very beautiful. You got to realize that evil people, scum, the fascistic left, the authoritarian control freak oligarchs, the jihadis, the orthodox Islamicists all over the world, from Syria to Iraq to the United States to Europe, are attacking, blowing up Christmas trees, stabbing people, running over children with cars. And I've got stacks of news and videos here where CNN, MSNBC, and everybody else is defending the attacks in Europe, saying that, you know, basically the Russian ambassador deserved to die because of Aleppo, and that, you know, Germany's done bad things to the Muslims, so they deserve it, and that it's not Muslims. In fact, Chris Hayes and others are saying this is not a jihad attack. MSNBC's Chris Hayes works double time to make Berlin and Turkey attacks not seem like terrorism. That's coming up. If you go to drudgereport.com, you can see the headline, Berlin Manhunt as Killer Escapes Europe on Xmas Alert. And he is a Islamicist, of course, just like the other suspect was. And he's trying to flee Europe, they're reporting. And they're blurring out his face. The police released, and the government released, an image of him, and the media, I guess, blurred it out. So Paul Watson's been asking on Twitter why they're blurring out his face. We're not blurring out his face. Most Wanted, he was the guy that had the truck, was the driver. Police revealed they are hunting. Here, let's scroll down and read his name. Anas Amir. I think that is Anas Amir. What a nice name. Anas Amir, that's A-N-I-S, Anas Amir, 23. Just look at that guy. He just looks like he's mentally ill. But he stood up. He stood up to the evil Germans out drinking hot chocolate and eggnog under Christmas trees with their kids. He reportedly, allegedly ran over them. He's the guy identified as the person in the truck, was the truck driver. So the media seized on with, oh, the police had the wrong guy, a refugee there in the country. Oh, wait, it's another one. Well, let's just move along. Because we need to have armed guards around Christmas displays around the country. Like the guy that wanted to blow up the Christmas tree in Portland. Then the FBI was ordered not to stop him. But then they basically bucked the orders and did. So see, that'd be a false flag on top, letting them attack. When the FBI actually does their job and stops it, it's no longer a false flag. A lot of different types of false flags. A false flag is not just a pure attack. When our government opens the borders up and lets these people in unvetted, that is Obama, he is then aiding and abetting in an attack on our country. That is a false flag by the globalist. But it's our own government that is actually at the grassroots level trying to fight it and expose it. When I had Vice here yesterday for HBO, they were doing paradoxes. Well, wait, you say that there's Islamic terrorism, but you're then saying the government's behind it. And I'm saying criminals in our government are allied with it. The Pentagon believes the head of the CIA is a Wahhabist. He certainly lived in Saudi Arabia off and on for two decades. Brennan. And nobody else is saying the Russians were involved in the election but him, and then giving no proof. Just a little side issue. But before I get into all this and a bunch of clips in the next segment, how big a deal is it that they had all these fake polls, tried to steal the election, Trump still had a big victory, they claim he lost the popular vote, but they admit that they got illegals voting all over the country and people voting in the name of dead people. Safe to say Trump won that as well, but look at the reality, 30, 40, 50,000 people at crowds, Hillary with 300, and now Trump keeps going up in popularity in Gallup, and you know it's a lot higher than even what they're saying on how they go after demographics, and then now the highest economic outlook, the highest confidence ever. Restaurants have gone from almost closing to saying they're busting at the seams. Suddenly, factory orders, all sorts of stuff's happening. 60 billion in jobs already coming back. From high tech to oil drilling to steel manufacturing, and it's just a surge of it's okay to be patriotic again. It's okay to want to buy American again. And I'm telling you, I'm thinking about doing what Salente was saying. I'm thinking about getting with a factory here in the U.S. and putting on American-made shoes or something. I want to jump on the bandwagon.
We're on the march.
Because we actually create
the
bandwagon.
On the
you know what I mean? This is exciting.
Jones,
we should all
GCN
pile on,
Radio
make
Network.
America great again. Ha, 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 yeah.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this 21st day of December, 2016. Hard to believe we're about to be in 2017. And the InfoWars, anti-globalist Americana era begins. We're going to have to fight for it. Make no mistake. But hey, Americans love to fight, don't we? And we love to win. And I got to tell you, I'm never going to get sick of winning. And I'm never going to get sick of fighting. And I've come here to kick ass and chew bubble gum and quote the immortal Rowdy Rowdy Piper, I'm all out of bubble gum. Nothing except the good Lord above can stop human ingenuity, human drive, human will, human passion, human love when we have a focus and know it's for our species. And that's why the globalists have done everything they can to demoralize us and make us feel weak. We're breaking their will now, and they can feel it economically, culturally, and spiritually, most important. All right, let me just calm down and get to all this news because it is just over-the-top important. I don't even know where to start. Let me just set the table with how the enemy's trying to break our will and how they're now having to reverse themselves more and more. Chris Hayes has come out and tried to whitewash the Islamic terror, hitting Christmas parties, hitting the Russian ambassador and others in Europe. They're also trying to triple down on the race baiting to put minority groups and whites and others into their own little boxes to fear each other and to politically not come together around prosperity and populism. It is a desperate attempt at sabotage, and they admit that it's not working. Yesterday, MTV put up a super hardcore racist message that we're going to be playing here today that is resolutions for white guys. Now, they've had former videos on this same show where they say, attention, white guys, and they say, you've caused the murder, you've caused the criminality, you are the bad people in the world, despite the fact that history doesn't show that. In the sum, it shows the opposite. It's just with modern technology, the death tolls have been higher. The highest death tolls of any population have been committed by the Chinese communists, and throughout history, it's been committed by the Chinese. The Chinese are the all-time biggest killers of their own people. It's over 100 million since 1949 when Mao took over all of China. It's estimated he probably killed about 10 million Chinese before that. We're talking well over 100 mil. If you'd like me to walk through what's happened in other places where non-Anglos engaged in mass murder of their own people or wars, I'd be more than happy to. But MTV publicly shames whites, and under psychology, it shows them apologizing for what they've done to America and apologizing for things their ancestors didn't even do. Total mental illness. But now, MTV went too far with the weaponization, and Sumner Redstone's anti-American operation had to pull back. That's coming up in a moment as well. They have expunged this, but under fair use, and under the public's right to know, the weaponized media being targeted, we have the video. We're going to be playing that in a moment. But understand this, we've got 12 dead, 60-plus injured, others may die, unfortunately, in Berlin. We've got 89 dead in Nice, hundreds injured. And we had media back then that for a week wouldn't say it was Islamic attack. They called it a truck attack. Here they had to admit it very, very early because witnesses said they saw a Middle Eastern-looking guy get out of it and run off. They grabbed another illegal invader. They let him go after 20 hours of interrogation. And now they said they have the name of the guy and the identity and the face of who did it. And I covered that earlier. We could put that on screen. But the media is blurring out his face, hoping he doesn't get caught. Tunisian asylum seeker, 23, suspected of carrying out Berlin massacre, was arrested three times this year amid fears he was planning a terror plot. But police let him go and are now offering 100,000 euros to anyone who finds him. And there he is. His name is Anas Amir. Actually, it's Anas Amir. Shouldn't insult anuses. There's some beautiful butts out there, a lot better looking than his face. I got to tell you, I've seen horses' asses that look better than him. He actually looks like a deformed elephant butt. Maybe his mother was an elephant. The point is, people are sick. But in fact, let's trigger everybody that's watching that's not a patriot or who's living in some mind control cult. Let's put up the Texas Christmas tree. Well, we can put him up there, too. What a little wimp. Well, you know, he didn't go attack a military target. He didn't go attack men. He ran over a bunch of people at a Christmas party outdoors under the stars. Just another coward. Like his brethren that ran over the three-year-olds running, screaming, Mommy, Mommy, direct shades of Mad Max. And everyone in Europe's wondering why this happened. We bring you here. We give everything free. We throw out old Germans out of their Section 8 housing. In Italy, they're throwing people out of hospital beds and out of hotels to house all the beautiful chosen people of Islam. Oh, and where's the outrage of Islam? There's a big article out of the Southern Poverty Law Center that, by the way, law enforcement for 5 years doesn't even use anymore because they got caught running Elohim City and other operations. Law enforcement knows who they are now. They say General Flynn, former head of defense intelligence, who exposed the Al-Qaeda ISIS system Obama and Hillary were running, and who helped stop it. Super smart guy, listener of this show, obviously. They know that. He tweets our stuff. Leave it at that. They keep calling him a kook and a weirdo, and they say, he says Islam will not coexist with us and is trying to take over. He said it's rational to fear Islam. He said Islam, they quote stuff like he's discredited, and this is stuff he said years ago, some of it a decade ago, and all of it is coming true. He said Europe will not be Europe by 2050. This is the kind of stuff he says. It's like General Flynn said that the sky is blue. General Flynn said fish live in the water. General Flynn said grass is green. General Flynn said Rudolph has a red nose. General Flynn said Superman has a red cape. General Flynn said bicycles have two wheels. What a kook. It's like you read their thing about me. Jones says there's a plan to open the borders and bring in world government. It's been announced. It's done. But they have to take what's normal. It's psychological warfare. Totally normal, totally admitted, and go, look at this. This is insane. So you're scared to say it. Why, you might get put on a list. The Southern Poverty Law Center might attack you. Chris Hayes will might readjust his glasses to make him look like a professor. I want to adjust my glasses here. Right, somebody get me a pair of glasses and a pipe. Somebody go get me a pair of reading glasses. You know, they kind of look professorly. And a pipe from the local drugstore. You know, they sell them behind the counter. In fact, I even want some tobacco. Some cherry-flavored tobacco for Christmas. I'm going to sit there like Chris Hayes. Oh, let me light my lighter and who's the intellectual? What? There's no Islam here. It'd be like walking up to the Taj Mahal and going, I don't see the Taj Mahal here. Where is it? It's like right in front of you. Or watching us on TV right now. I don't see a Christmas tree here. Where could it be? Nowhere here. Oh, Chris Hayes, you're so intellectual. You're so metrosexual. They can't tell who's male, who's female. You're so modern. Matt Al looks like more of a man than you. Chris Hayes, sustained effort to demonize Trump, no matter how deranged, is the path back to power for Democrats. Now, he always looks like he's drunk about three bottles of cough syrup. You know, just so like, oh, I'm Chris Hayes going to sleep here. But let's go ahead and play Chris Hayes. Then we'll get to the new MTV video they pulled they don't want you to see, where they're actually hyping up. Notice it's always led by white people. I've actually found it's not really on average blacks and Hispanics that are running around all this racist crap. In fact, I've seen them in the real world just kind of go, this is crazy. What, they're trying to create racism? Absolutely. Because weaker-minded white people watch this and go join the KKK. I mean, this is crazy town, folks. You are bad because you're white, you're horrible, and you're weird, and you can't play sports, and you're pathetic, and you can't sing, and you can't dance. This is all Hollywood. Whites are scum. Whites are bad. Whites are out of style. Whites are terrible. Whites are the worst thing in the world, even though white people are number 16 or 17, depending on the year, on the economic chart. Up at the top is Christian, folks from the Middle East, and then you move on down from there, Lebanese particularly, that it's Chinese and Vietnamese and Koreans and on and on and on. And then way down here, white people, and then black people. Hispanics aren't as high up as they should be because on average, it's a well-known demographic. It's not a cliche. It's called a number. Don't trust banks. Don't trust vaccines. Don't trust the police or whatever. You always hear the government bemoaning that. That's why I mention it. They don't put their money in banks. But Hispanics are doing quite well as well. Probably better on average than a lot of whites now because whites were the dominant economic force. And it was all the work ethic. That's been taken out, and the demographics show whites are nosediving since the 80s, like blacks started nosediving in the 60s. So whites are down the rat hole thanks to social engineering. Social engineering works on people, folks. Worked really good on black people. They had lower illegitimacy until the 50s than white people. Now it's upwards of 80%, some areas 90-plus percent. Whites are now pushing 40% in single digits in the 50s. And I'm not attacking single families. They always go, what, are you attacking single families? Absolutely not. There's some great fathers and mothers that single parents do an incredible job. The point is, statistically, it is a wrecking ball. But, oh, the state can raise your kids now. Don't worry. Yes, they do such a great job. But you read the stuff where General Flynn supposedly discredited, it's like proving everything he said. So, let's go ahead and go to the clip of Chris Matthews trying to whitewash the jihad attacks. Good old Chris Hayes.
At least 12 people are dead and dozens injured in Berlin after a truck plowed through evening crowds at a Christmas in the German capital. According to police, the truck was registered in Poland and may have been stolen. Police said they arrested a suspect believed to have been the driver. Investigators have yet to determine whether it was a deliberate attack, much less whether it was terrorism. But ISIS and Al-Qaeda have both called on followers to use trucks in attacks on public places. And ISIS claimed responsibility for one such attack over the summer in Nice, France, where a truck barreled through crowds celebrating Bastille Day, killing 86 people. Trump responded to what happened today in a statement. Our hearts and prayers are with the loved ones of the victims of today's horrifying terror attack in Berlin. Innocent civilians were murdered in the streets as they prepared to celebrate the Christmas holiday. ISIS and other Islamist terrorists continually slaughter Christians in their communities and places of worship as part of their global jihad. Just to reiterate, the deadly incident has not been declared a terrorist attack by the German authorities themselves as of yet. Also today, in the latest example of Syria's violent war spilling past that country's borders, the Russian ambassador to Turkey was assassinated by a lone gunman while delivering a speech at a museum in the Turkish capital of Ankara. Police sources tell NBC News the gunman was Turkish, a 22-year-old officer in the Ankara Special Forces. According to witnesses, the gunman yelled out, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria," wounding three additional people before being fatally shot by police.
Okay, so there he is trying to cast doubt when now there's basically no doubt. Now let's continue with a New Year's resolution from MTV in a moment. But first, I want to play London Islamicist in front of police chant, Caliphate on its way. So they're telling you, we're coming with our religious system to take over. They're saying they want Sharia law to be implemented. In France, they're telling Muslim women, do not go to French cafes. Do not go out without your burqas or we'll physically come after you. But it doesn't exist. The Muslims want to come here and follow our laws and coexist. Well, some of them do, and they're great people. They're called heretics, according to Islam. So Muslims chant, USA, you will pay. Caliphate is on its way. We also have video of this going on in England as well. But let's go ahead and go to the one in the U.S. Here it is.
In silence, and from their hands, they complain, they shed crocodile tears, but they have done nothing to bring this situation to an end. Victory, victory on its way. Ya Allah, to you we pray. USA, you will pay. USA, soon you'll pay.
This week as well. We can put some of those articles up on screen, but I'm not going to play them just because I can't stand to look at it. And a bunch of arrogant ne'er-do-wells most of them on welfare, it's well known they milk it, running around bitching. And most of these aren't even real immigrants. They're like former prisoners, criminals. The colleges and the public schools and the prisons are where this is all being done, the recruiting. And the left just loves it. Now, let me go ahead and go to this next piece that I mentioned. This is up on InfoWars.com. They have pulled this down. They do not want you to be aware of this. They've got scores of other videos from the same show on MTV where they have white men crying. I just showed it on screen earlier, saying, we're sorry, we're racist, all the bad in the world is because of us. And then all these weird white people with these other weird bullying racist minorities saying, listen, you're fundamentally bad. Do you understand? And the universities teach the end of whiteness, how great it's going to be. We must all look alike. We must all interbreed into Mongols. And I'm not against hybrid vigor and people that are mixed. It's just different. The point is, making us all mix into a Mongol. When I say Mongol, I mean a Mongol with no culture, a corporate Mongol that's just programmable, that's a consumer, that doesn't even know what they're doing. Again, I'm all for free market, all for wealth, all for power, for people individually directed how they see fit in a free market. I'm totally against empty consumerism with what the globalists say we must have. Two different things. They always claim that I'm contradicting myself because they don't understand nuances or the incredible spectrum of free will. Now let's go to this truly disgusting. I kept wondering, when will MTV go too far? Well, when they got 99% downvotes, that's what they got. And when everybody, even the left, freaked out on this, it finally was so much for the Stockholm Syndrome, learned helplessness, normalcy bias, white people that hate themselves, their religion is hating themselves, to finally hear being white inherently is bad, period. They finally went, oh my God, this is racism.
Hello, white guys.
It's about to be a new year.
And there's a few things we think you could do a little bit better in 2017.
Pause, rewind it. I love how they use soft beta white males, and then they cut to a black guy with a cat on his shirt. It's all non-threatening. I'm wearing pink socks. I've got a cat on. But I'm saying hardcore racist stuff that the KKK would say about black people against white people. That's their uniform. It's all trendy, soft, fun, vicious. We're not going to let you keep any of your money. We're going to run your life. We're going to tell you what words to use. It's a cult using race-based garbage as its operating system. Here it is.
Hey, fellow white guys.
It's about to be a new year.
And there's a few things we think you could do a little bit better in 2017.
Resolutions for white
guys. First off, try to recognize that America was never great for anyone who wasn't a white guy.
Can we all just agree that Black Lives Matter isn't the opposite of All Lives Matter? Black lives just matter. There's no need to overcomplicate it.
Also, Blue Lives Matter is...
Do you notice the arrogance if you're watching and the hatred of these people's eyes? Their whole cult is that they feel inferior, whether they're a wimpy white guy or whatever, and then they're going around to bully and boss you around in a gang of limp-wristed twits that couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag. And they have no idea about the history here in the United States. They have no idea about what happened in the North, the South, what the pirate ships were consisted of, where libertarianism began. They have no idea that the West was this new Atlantis experiment of true liberalism to try to set up a new system to then phase all of that out. Russian historians know that. They claim they're a land-based empire against the whole Atlantean experience. But you don't even know that true liberalism came out of the West. You're sitting here saying that Christian liberalism is the worst thing in the world. But let me tell you, any black folks I know that ever actually go to Africa, they come back going, whoa, I love America now. Absolutely you do. Or you go to other places, I'm telling you, this is crazy. But again, minorities are the majority now in most areas. The globalists want to blow up that upwardly mobile, classically liberal stairway to wealth and security and culture. That's what they're doing. Because they're bringing in poverty. They're giving you college degrees that are worthless. They don't want you to have this birthright. Fake liberalism is the globalist counterfeit to kill the real Thomas Jeffersonian liberalism they want to destroy. Then Russia decries the anti-family, anti-human liberalism they see and believe that that's the original liberalism. that was here in the United States and Europe when it's not. So Alexander Duggan and others who are smart people need to actually reassess their analysis if they want to look at that. I think it's good that Russia is being pro-family, anti-destruction of the family, cutting taxes for the family, pro-freedom, pro-sovereignty. That's all great, pro-male role model, because that only empowers the women. So you don't fall to Islam where it's the mutated extreme of that. But to insult and attack the entire Western experiment, look at the technology, look at the society, look at the culture. You don't need to go in some troglodyte direction just because the modern false left has hijacked technology and used it to enslave. Now, that's a message to Russia. That's not really a message to the general public, but I'm sure some of the public will get it. Maybe some of the fake liberals will break out of the control paradigm they're in and vomit out the poison and realize you've been brainwashed. There's still time. Let's go back.
Also, Blue Lives Matter isn't a thing.
Cops weren't born with blue skin, right? I mean, yeah, they weren't born blue.
Stop bragging about being woke. Stop saying woke.
Learn what mansplaining is and then stop doing it.
Oh, and here's...
I love how the media always says men who are white are the only ones that sit with their legs apart. See, giving us new things we've done that are bad. Women sit with their legs apart. That's how you sit back and relax. They're telling Obama does it all the time, but it's okay when he does. Google Obama manspreading. If you do it, it's wrong to sit back on a couch and relax, or if there's room on a subway to sit back and lean back. You've got to be uptight because you're a man. But even worse, you're a white man. Oh, mansplaining, not manspreading. Oh, exactly. Men aren't supposed to talk and be leaders and know things. Oh, yeah, that's even worse. Only the state is your God. Right, women? Here it is.
Don't prioritize the well-being of an Ivy League athlete over the woman he assaulted.
We all love Beyonce. And yeah, she's black.
Let's hit pause. Back it up to the start. Notice you've got all these black football players, all these black sports players beating up women, doing all this stuff, but we've got to go find one white swimmer that reportedly date raped somebody and make it the end of the world because white males are rapists, even though they're the lowest demographic group other than some Asian males to rape. Doesn't matter. Say they are. And then say some white guys rape a black girl in a lacrosse deal when she was a stripper. Turned out it wasn't true. But again, this is the media projecting all bull, all weaponized, racist garbage. Here it is.
Hey, fellow white guys.
It's about to be a new year.
And there's a few things we think you could do a little bit better in 2017.
You know, start over again. I'm sorry. We're going to go out to break with it. I'm not going to interrupt this time. The first white guy's like real wimpy. Oh, hi. And you're a good white guy. You have a chicken neck, and you do what you're told, and you don't exist, and you don't affect change. You're not part of history. You roll over and culturally die. Then you're going to be accepted, okay? Let's play it.
Hey, fellow white guys.
It's about to be a new year.
And there's a few things we think you could do a little bit better in 2017.
First off, try to recognize that America was never great for anyone who wasn't a white guy.
Can we all just agree that Black Lives Matter isn't the opposite of All Lives Matter? Black lives just matter. There's no need to overcomplicate it.
Also, you overcomplicated it. You were the ones that always kept saying, only Black Lives Matter.
I mean... Yeah.
And like taking over events saying only Black Lives Matter and going after folks that said all lives matter.
Learn what mansplaining is and then stop doing it.
Oh, and if you're a judge, don't prioritize the well-being of an Ivy League athlete over the woman he assaulted.
We all love Beyonce. And yeah, she's black, so of course she cares about black issues.
I'm talking to you, Fox News.
Feel free to take Kanye West, though. You guys can have him.
You know what you did, Kanye. Nobody who has black friends says that they have black friends.
And just because you have black friends doesn't mean you're not racist. You can be racist with black friends.
Look, guys, we know nobody's perfect.
But honestly, you could do a little better in 2017.
Some of you guys do a great job.
Thank you for listening.
Some of you guys.
Bullies. Please. Because 2016 is bad.
Please, kiss our ass more.
Can't be worse than this.
Please, grovel to us. We're bullies.